Good morning. It's great to see all of y'all out today. Do we have any special guests visiting with us this morning? If you are, would you please stand so we can recognize you? Any special guests this morning? Anybody? It's all home, folks. It's great to see all of y'all out today. You know, in Sunday school, we talked about what's in a name. And, you know, Peter and John preached Jesus with boldness. And there's power in the name of Jesus. In Acts 4:12, it says, there is salvation in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to people by which we must be saved. There's only one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus Christ. Many people say there's so many other ways, but, you know, in the end, there's either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. And Jesus is the only way that you get to heaven. And today is a special day. Today is Veterans Day. If you are a veteran, if you're serving or have served or in the reserves or whatever, would you please stand so we can tell you how much we appreciate you serving? Would you please stand? Today is a day that we pause to give thanks for the people that have fought to give us the things we have today, and especially our freedom. So thank all of you all for serving. And, you know, pray for the families, the ones that are over in the different places that are away from their families. Just pray for them. And just pray for our soldiers to give them a protection and to bring them home to us. And may God bless our veterans and their families. Okay, church invitation. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church is celebrating their 89th church anniversary. Oh, goodness. On Sunday, November the 25th at 3:30. And we are invited. Look at the people that's having happy birthday this month. Basketball ministry is going to be starting up soon. Ages 4 through 17, basketball and cheerleading too. Registration will take place every Saturday in November from 9 to 12. And church members, volunteers are needed for Saturday. And you can see Reverend Crittenden, Ron Morrison, or Orthenus Richardson. If you have any questions or if you would like to volunteer, that's the ones that you can see. And, you know, pray for the ones in the program this morning. Pray for each other. And let's worship the Lord this morning. And just pray for our pastor. Give him extra strength. Pray for his health as he preaches this morning and preach God's word to us. And give each person encouragement. Thank you.
Good morning. The smell on my face is a smell of gratitude because I consider this one of the most important parts in our worship service is the call to worship. And if I may borrow a phrase from our pastor, I'm excited. I'm excited for many reasons. You see, I worship God because the word says we are to worship him. But I have come to worship God now because I want to, because I love to, because I get excited lifting him up. I even get more excited when I have the opportunity to come before in a corporate worship service and get everybody else excited. So I hope I can get you excited to worship God and to lift him up. I believe worship is one of the fundamental things every Christian should be able to do, and it should do. So get up on your feet, clap your hands, shout hallelujah. Let's lift Jesus up. Let's lift God up because he is so worthy. He's so worthy. Psalm 96:9 says, oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear him in all the earth. If God's touched your life, if God's made a difference in your life, you ought to be excited. If God has healed you or has blessed you in any kind of way, show him today in a corporate worship where we can all worship him together and the Holy Spirit will just fill up this house. Fill it up. Our favorite gospel worship writer, songwriter, Leon Patella wrote a little song out of scripture. It says, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I will rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you.
for me, even when I wasn't right. You came into my life. You came into my heart. You gave me a new start. That's why I praise your name. Lord, you've been so good to me. Hallelujah.
Good morning, church. Our scripture this morning will come from Psalm 100. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. May God have a blessing upon these words. Amen.
good morning. It's prayer time. We're going to lift him up, you guys. So anybody that would like to, please join us at the altar. Our God is amazing. He's loving. He's caring. He's perfect. He's omnipotent. He's everything. And if he's everything to you, then please join us in heart. Join us in person. We're going to lift him up. What an amazing opportunity that we have to pray to the sovereign God. He knows everything that happened yesterday. He knows everything that's going to come tomorrow. And he's fantastic, y'all. He's wonderful. And we will lift him up. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. How we praise God for this opportunity. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. Oh, Lord, we praise you for who you are, for the way that you love us, for the way that you cover us, for the way that you guide us. Oh, Father God, for who you are. Lord God, you did not have to allow us to wake up this morning, but you saw fit. And for that, we thank you, Lord. You did not have to allow us to rest last night, Lord, but you did. And for that, we say thank you. Father God, we praise you for our sound mind. And I say that because some people take that for granted, but I don't take for granted a sound mind, Father God. Your word is clear and it's true and it's right, Father God, and it guides us in everything that's good and right. So we just ask, Father God, that you just allow your people, Father God, to fix our eyes on your word, Lord, because in your word is power. In your word, there's truth, Lord God. In your word, there's everything that we need. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, oh, Lord, just to quicken us, hasten us to your throne, Father God, not just in our physical being, but in our hearts, Lord. You know the things that are troubling us, and you know that Satan would love for us to focus on those. But for right now, for this moment, Father, hasten us to your throne. Help us to hear from you like never before, Father God. We pray, Lord, that we would just fix our eyes on the prize, which is Christ, and just to leave it there, Lord. You see the families represented here before your altar, Father, and you know the things that are weighing their hearts. Lord God, let them know that you've already fixed it, that it's already done. Let them feel your arms of comfort and peace, Lord God. Let them rest in who you are. Father God, we keep our eyes on you, not because of the situation, but because you are the fixer, Lord. We praise you, Lord God, because you are sovereign, Lord. We praise you because you reign supreme, Father, and that there's nothing that we can't accomplish if we'll do it as we walk in your way, Lord. Father God, you know our pastor. You know his heart. I ask that you would just keep him, Lord God, in your perfect peace. Guide him, Lord God. Allow him to continue to guide us to your throne, Father God, because we know that when we're in the midst of you, Lord God, when we're in your will, things happen. We're able to see you clearly, Lord God, and then we're able to share your word with somebody else. So, Father God, be with us. Protect us and guide us, Lord. You've created us, Lord God, in your image. Help us to understand that that's so that we can look more like you, Lord, so that somebody else will say, what is it about you? What is it about your God, Lord? That's the reason we're here. We love you. We want to honor you, Lord God, and we will serve you because you're worthy. So we just ask that you be in the midst of this service. Have your way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning again, church. It's that time that we take our mission offering, and I guess the best way that I could explain this is that we do this because at one point in time, someone cared enough about us to share Jesus. We can do that with the people we come in contact with. We cannot do that with people outside our community and outside our country. So that's why we do this. We are a church. We're not a social group where we pay dues to gratify ourselves. But we give the missions to spread the word of Jesus to other people around our country and around the world. So as we give, let's keep that in mind and have our time of fellowship. Thank you.
Thank you. us sing Make Me a Blessing.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Stand. Offering time. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we come this morning thanking you for your many blessings. Thank you for being our provider and our comforter, Father. We thank you. And Father, we come now cheerfully bringing our tithes and offerings so it continue to be used for the building of your kingdom. These are our prayers. In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
it'll pay off. After a while, oh yes, just keep working every day, and whatever is right, God said he would pay. Serving the Lord, oh, I know it'll make up after a while. I've got to keep on working. Yes, I have. And what is right, I know God will pay. I know my way will get brighter. Even though my friends, sometimes they let me down. Oh, what a time it will be when my Savior's face I'll see. Serving the Lord, oh, I know it'll weigh off after a while. I've got to keep on marching. Yes, I have. And what is right, I know God will pay. Sometimes my way gets dreary, and I look for help, but no help is near. Oh, when this race I have run, then my Savior say, well done. Serving the Lord, oh, I know it'll pay off after a while. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Serving God, it'll pay off after a while. Oh, yeah. Just keep working every day, and whatever is right, God said he would pay. Serving the Lord, oh,
Father in heaven, you made clearly in your word, go into my vineyard and work. And whatever is right, I'll pay. Many of us, Lord, have gone to work and were not paid what was right. We bore heavy burdens to try and make a living. And owners of businesses have denied us the right to be properly paid. But I pray, Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice will understand a promise that will never be broken. Go in my vineyard and work. And I thank you so much, Lord, for the work that has been done. Songs that have been sung from the heart. Your spirit has moved among us to hear children sing praises to your name. My heart rejoices. And then to see an increased number of young adults come and sing praises to your name. I watch adults come and sing songs that brings joy to the hearts of those of us who truly love you and know that you deserve the best. I stand now, Lord. Pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in your sight. You are Lord, and you are our strength and our Redeemer. And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Having been read in your hearing, I will read again. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. The joy that I've heard from children, young adults, senior adults, grown folk, singing praises to your name. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And that's been done. Know you that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Anybody here know he's good? His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures every generation. I want to talk a little bit today about the ministry, meaning, and measure of Thanksgiving. Ministry, the meaning, and the measure of Thanksgiving. All of us are to be involved in Christian ministry. You don't have to be ordained as a deacon, don't have to be ordained as a pastor, but just be saved and a part of the body of Jesus Christ. And every one of us are commissioned and commanded to let our light shine before men and women that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. We're involved in ministry. Everybody is involved in ministry. God doesn't save anybody just to sit down and not be engaged. Some may consider their assignment small, but just be faithful in what God has assigned. I recognize my responsibility for the assignment that God has given me. But I recognize that my assignment is really not more honorable to God than anybody else's who are committed and dedicated to an assignment that God has given them. Some people are assigned to dangerous jobs. Some are assigned to difficult jobs. Some are assigned to easy jobs. But if you're a child of God, your light ought to shine that people may see your good works. There are those, of course, you recognize that seek the lines of least resistance, that they consider a little dab or do him. That is no attitude to have. Give God the best that you have. We're not in competition. I thank God for every person that has stood to bring praises to God in any way, from the announcements all the way up to present time. Our assignments are significant, like the parts of our body are significant. So the ministry, and then the meaning of it, which I've tried to describe, and the measure. So how much are you doing those things? How much am I doing? How much am I doing on the assignment that God has given me? Every time I went to a job, whatever the assignment was, I wanted to make sure I got a check. You know what I'm really trying to say. It may not be much of a check, but I want to make sure I got that. You know what I'm trying to say. I didn't want anybody to want to try to take off a little bit of what they already were paying me. I wanted to add, if anything. Whatever is right, I was not always paid. But serving the Lord definitely has paid off in my life. I thank God every day of my life for the privilege of being a servant of the living God. I'm talking about God who loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. One of these days we're going home, and when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, Lord have mercy, we'll have no less days. You know what? And we won't have any more bad days. That's the kind of God that we serve. I like that song. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. So, the ministry, the meaning, and the measure of thanksgiving. This is a psalm of thoughtfulness. Think about it. We need to just think that every good and perfect gift that comes to us comes from the Lord. Amen. So it is a psalm to make us think for thoughtfulness and then thanksgiving. For God's grace and mercy that we receive is from the Lord. Grace and mercy comes to us, and then he expects us to also be merciful. For blessed are the merciful, because they will inherit the kingdom of God. We do so because every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. I hope everybody understands. It's not good luck, and it's not lottery. Excuse me. Every good and perfect gift come from the Lord. Every good and perfect gift come from the Lord. It may come from here, come from that way, but it comes from the Lord. Every good and perfect gift. The text does not say, oh, say thanks unto the Lord. It doesn't say not to. It doesn't say not to say that. But this text doesn't say, oh, say thanks. A whole lot of folks can say it, but they don't give it. It does not say, sing, oh, sing thanks unto the Lord. But I've heard it done today very well. What it really does say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And it says to us, because he is good, we ought to give thanks. We ought to be ready to give God some thanks. Everybody under the sound of my voice ought to praise God. Thank him for all the things that he does in our lives. Amen. It does say, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I like this. His mercy is everlasting. Blessed are the merciful, therefore, for they shall be rewarded. His mercy not only everlasting, but it endures to all generations. God is merciful toward all of us, every generation. He was merciful for my grandparents. He was merciful for my parents. He's been merciful for me. God is a God of mercy. We live among people that are unmerciful. Sometimes we have positions in employment, but they don't have any mercy. They want to get every nickel worth they can get out of you, but they don't want to do much for you. But that is not the kind of God that we serve. I think about it every day of my life. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. He's worthy of all of our praise. And we have reason to be thankful every day of our lives. When he wakes us up in the morning, we have a right and a reason to give God praise and give him thanks. And I praise God. How many of y'all really do know that serving God pays off? Our God is not cheap. The truth of the matter is that every good and perfect gift you ever receive in your life, it may come by way of somebody else, but it comes from the Lord. And he's worthy of all of our praise. I thank God. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to every generation. The Bible tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from him. This psalm is short, which means I'm justified in being short too. Amen. I can't add anything to it. It's in this text. I ain't trying to be short. I ain't trying to keep from doing my job. I'm just doing what's in the text. I'm not adding anything that had come up in my mind. I'm just giving you what's in the text. First of all, approaching God with universal harmony, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Approaching God. He tells us not only to make a joyful noise, but he tells us to make this rejoice unto the Lord with unrestrained happiness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Don't serve God with a negative attitude. Imogene was glad to sing, serving the Lord will pay all. Darcy felt good leading her part of the song they were singing. Serve the Lord with gladness. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. When I was a child, I get an attitude sometimes. We had to walk a mile. But serve the Lord. I don't care what your assignment is. Be glad. When you take up the offering, be glad to tell folk they ought to give. Excuse me. But serve the Lord. I'm glad when my time comes to preach. The master was rejoicing today because he called to worship. Whatever he did, called to worship. He was rejoicing. He said he was excited. He showed how quick he could get down the steps. Serve the Lord with gladness. You know what? I was glad when they said to me, let's go in the house. Oh, I'm glad to go to church. Don't leave home with a negative attitude like you don't want to go there. You understand what I'm saying? You are blessed to be in the house of the Lord. I was just thinking, we have so many people on the roll that's sick. We're glad that they wish they could be here. Now, they're not missing because they can't, because they don't want to, but they're not able to be here. We ought to be praying for them and thanking God, you know what I mean, that we can lift them up in prayer and encourage them in their time of suffering. Serve the Lord with gladness. Everybody ought to be happy serving God, whatever the assignment may be. May not be singing, may not be preaching, may not, I don't know what it may be, whatever it is, you ought to be glad to be doing something in the family of God, adding to the service and worship of Almighty God. First of all, apprehending God. Second thing, approaching God. Secondly, apprehending God, his person. Know you that the Lord is God. Lord have mercy. His person, the Lord is God that created this universe, all that have been made. Approaching God, first of all, his person. Talk to him. Every time you have an opportunity, praise him. Give him your best, the best that you can. Secondly, not only his person, but his power. It is he that has made us what we are today. What we are today, it is he that has made us. I'm so thankful. 86 years old, but he made me out of some good material. Oh, still standing here praising God. I told the church, my home church Sunday, when I went to my home church, I told them at the very beginning of my message, I was looking at the mourner's bench, used to be, had two rows of pews. On the second one, there were some other boys supposed to be trying to get saved. We were giggling and laughing at somebody praying and laughing at somebody singing. But something got hold of me. 77 years ago, 9 years old, something got a hold of me. Can I get a witness in God's house? And I recognize that I am who I am and what I am. By the grace of God, I give him all that I have. First of all, because of his person. And then it is power. Whatever I am today, God gave me good parents, good instructions. But really and truly, it was he that had made us. And then his purpose. We are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. We are his people. Those of us who are in the family of God, born again, serving him, approaching God's person, his power and his purpose. Every child of God should recognize that we all have an assignment. One of the songs they used to sing, a charge to keep I have a God to glorify who gave his son my soul. Lord, have mercy. Give him praise and honor and glory. And when we talk about, first of all, talking about approaching God, secondly, apprehending God, and then finally, it talks about appreciating God. Coming to him thankfully. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Every time you come into the house of God, you ought to come with thanksgiving on your mind. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Lord. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and everything in it. All the silver is mine. All the gold is mine. The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. Everything is mine. And God is the one that makes it available to every one of us. And he keeps on doing it every generation. He was doing it for my grandparents. He did it for my parents. And he's done it for me. And he'll do it for you, every one of us. He's worthy of all the praise and honor and glory. I realize right now, I am whoever and whatever I am by the grace of God. Not only are we coming to him, but communing with him thoughtfully. You know why? For the Lord is good. Has he been good to you? Don't you know he's good? Aren't you glad he's good? Never any negativity. Always good. He doesn't give you some scraps. But every good and perfect gift you have come from God. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Every now and then I hear singing, your grace and mercy has brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. Aren't you thankful that God has blessed your life? Aren't you thankful that God is blessing us right now? In the midst of trials and tribulation and trouble all around us, God's grace remains sufficient, and it brings joy to my heart. And then, lastly, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to every generation. I thank God. He's a changeless God. Every generation, he's been the same to past generations. He's been the same to present generations. And when time passes beyond now, he'll still be the one with his mercy and his truth. I thank God for his truth. I thank God that the word of God is true, inspired, that you and I might have a way to live our lives in a way that honors him and blesses him. I was so happy to be in my home church where I met Jesus, 9 years old. And I'm so thankful to see that God is still at work in that little church that has no gas station, no doctor, no grocery stores, but God is still working. Church is still growing, and people are being blessed and getting saved in that church where I was 77 years ago. And I thank God, that's what I just got through saying a while ago, he was the same yesterday. When I was a child, he was God. Right now, he's God. And when this life comes to an end, he's still God. Aren't you glad about that? And anybody that will listen to him says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And one of these days, I'll have some permanent rest. When I leave this life and go to be in the presence of Almighty God in a personal way, I'll have some rest. No more trials, no more troubles, no more dangers, no more difficulties, but that's the joy, like I have some of it right now, but I have more of it when I see the face of Jesus Christ. How about y'all giving God a little praise and a little glory in the house of God? I tell folk all the time, he walks with me, talks with me, and tell me that I'm his own, and the joy we share as we tarry, sometime in our automobile, folk might look at me like I'm singing. I'm not singing, I'm just talking to God. He's worthy of all of our praise, right? He's worthy of all of our blessings, worthy of all of our service. Give him praise and glory in his house. It's invitation time in the house of God. If you're here without Christ in your life, the invitation is open. He says, come to me, all that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Would you stand? We have prayer warriors, encouragers. They can encourage you, pray for you. The invitation is wide open. Looking for a church home? Would you bow with me for a moment? Father in heaven, there may be some here today who can sense the need to come because they have issues in their lives and they need spiritual help. They have some needs that only can be met by you. But the thoughts that come to my mind, dear Lord, that there are so many sick people and some at the point of death. Got a call yesterday. One person has already passed away that is not a member of this church, but at one time was. And I pray, Lord, for the troubles that anybody be dealing with at this time. Difficulties in life, problems in life. No one could care for them the way that you do. Should there be some, Lord, don't let them be ashamed. Let them come. And I pray for those, Lord, who just recently have removed themselves from coming to the church. I pray, God, that the Spirit, your Spirit, will continue to speak to their hearts and their minds. I don't know what they're going through right now, but I know they're going through difficulties, addictions, I don't know what all. But I pray for them right now, Lord, because I know you love them just like you love us. And you can do in their lives what you've done in our lives, those who have come to know you. So we'll never will forget them, Lord. We won't stop praying for them. Because you tell us to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us and you care for them. I pray, Lord, for the remaining part of this service as we're about to approach closure. And I ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and amen.
And now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us as we make our journey away from this place. But I pray, Lord, that your Spirit, you Holy Spirit, will continue to move in their minds and in their hearts. Those for whom are being prayed for right now, help them to know, Lord, that you answer prayer. You encourage and invite to ask, seek, and knock. And whatever the problem is, whatever the issue may be, you will provide. We thank you now, Lord, and praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.